Track three. The first headline is "A Third Teenager Dies After Horror Crash at Holden." A third teenager has died after a fatal crash near Exeter Racecourse earlier this month. Ruby Campbell, aged 15, was a passenger in the silver Peugeot 107, which left the road and hit a tree at around 1:20 a.m. on August the 8th. She sustained serious injuries and was taken to hospital in Bristol, where she sadly died on Sunday, August the 18th. The driver, 18-year-old Oliver Weston from Tynmouth, and passenger 16-year-old Hannah Green from Kingstainton, died at the scene of the single-car collision, which took place on an unclassified road that links the A38 with the A380. Two other teenage passengers were also injured in the incident. A 16-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl both sustained injuries and were taken to hospital. The boy has since been discharged. Chief Inspector Cy Jenkinson of the Serious Collisions Investigations Team said, "Our thoughts remain with the families and friends of all those involved in this truly tragic incident." An inquest into Ollie's death was opened and adjourned last week. The hearing was told that the cause of his death has not yet been established. Ollie, who lived in Tynmouth, was described as a lovely lad with the kindest heart and a gentle soul. He was a keen biker, and he will be taken to the crematorium on a biker hearse, with hundreds of local bikers expected to join the cortege. Ollie's dad, Rowley, has set up a crowd funder on the Just Giving website to help fund his funeral and a memorial bench to go on Tynmouth seafront. Additional funds will be donated to the Devon Air Ambulance. In a statement, Hannah's family said, "Hannah Green of Kingstainton tragically died in a road traffic collision on Thursday, August the 8th. She was a beloved daughter, sister, and a great friend to many." A message left on a tribute website refers to Hannah as a shining light on earth, a bright star in heaven.
New Harbour Master for Tynmouth. Tynmouth Harbour Commission has named Captain Rob Parsons as its new Harbour Master and Chief Executive Officer. Rob will start his role in Tynmouth in early November 2024. The interview panel was impressed by Rob's proven track record, his vision for the future of Tynmouth Harbour, and his collaborative approach to working with a diverse group of stakeholders, said Tynmouth Harbour Commission Chair Dr. Sue Astbury. Rob spent 20 years working for the Royal Navy before moving to Newlyn, where he spent 8 years as Harbour Master / CEO. More recently, Rob has been the Harbour Master and Divisional Director for Maritime and Coastal Services for Torbay Council. The Commissioners would like to extend our warmest thanks to our previous Harbour Masters and CEOs for their hard work and dedication in keeping Tynmouth Harbour afloat, commented Dr. Astbury. We look forward to a new era for our harbour community with Rob, she added.
Pram race a big success despite rogue pub team. Managers at a Dornish pub have apologised for the behaviour of a team claiming to be from the pub, which took part in the iconic carnival pram race. A statement from the Lansdowne in Park Road said the pram race team members had been abusive and disrespectful to members of the carnival committee, but also the police. However, while the team had the name of the Lansdowne on their pram, they were not officially entered on behalf of the pub. A spokesman for Dawlish Celebrates Carnival said, "The Volunteer Carnival Committee appreciate and accept the apology from the Lansdowne pub. We would like to thank all the other entries who came and participated in the true spirit of the carnival. The annual race, one of only a few such events in the country, otherwise went without a hitch. Teams with homemade prams in elaborate fancy dress costumes raced the route throughout the town. It is not known the nature of the incident which sparked the statement, and police say there was no altercation." The statement from the Lansdowne said, "We are aware members of a pram team who were purporting to represent the Lansdowne pub were abusive and disrespectful. In the circumstances, we at the Lansdowne felt it was only appropriate to issue a heartfelt apology, as we were genuinely appalled by such actions, which are completely unacceptable and unwarranted. We apologise to the Carnival Committee, the police, and any members of the public who were unfortunate enough to witness this unsavoury and distasteful behaviour. The statement added, the Lansdowne has been an enthusiastic supporter of the Carnival for more than 25 years.